This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for Thursday's attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman off the Iranian coast.
Iran is lashing out because the regime wants our successful maximum pressure campaign lifted. No economic sanctions entitle the Islamic Republic to attack innocent civilians, disrupt global oil markets, and engage in nuclear blackmail.
The Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said the timing of the latest apparent attacks was beyond suspicious because Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was in Tehran meeting with the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Their talks focused on ways to de-escalate tensions between Washington and Tehran. One of the tankers is Norwegian-owned and the other is owned by a Japanese company. One was set on fire and sent up smoke, thick and black, enough to be seen by satellites in space. Departing White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will have the honor of being one of the few to lead the administration without having been fired. In fact, as President Trump announced her departure, he encouraged her to do bigger things.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is a fantastic guy and her family. And I don't know, Phil and folks, if we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
And Sanders returned the kind words.
I'll try not to get emotional, because I know that crying can make us look weak sometimes, right? This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president.
Sanders has lasted in the position longer than anticipated by many. White House staffers last year had expected her, who is 36 and the mother of three young children, to depart following the November midterm elections. This is VOA News. A suicide blast has killed at least 9 people and wounded 13 at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan. Provincial officials said security personnel and civilians are among the victims of the attack Thursday in Jalalabad, the capital of the province that borders Pakistan. A police spokesman told VOA a senior police commander was among those killed. The local branch of Islamic State has claimed responsibility for plotting that attack. The Trump administration hopes within days to conclude a deal with Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the United States. VOA has obtained an unsigned copy of a 7-page draft White House agreement which would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. The draft is set to be presented to the government in Guatemala City this week. Under the terms of the agreement, migrants fleeing persecution in El Salvador and Honduras would be required to seek asylum in Guatemala, a gateway to Mexico and the United States. With few exceptions, those who continue north to the United States will be testing their chances in Guatemala and would be sent back to Guatemala by U.S. immigration authorities. President Trump says he'd be open to accepting foreign help in winning re-election, and Democrats are now condemning him. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
I thought I was done being shocked at anything President Trump could or would say.
But Delaware's Chris Coons is.
Everybody in the country should be totally appalled by what the president said.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats saying the president's essentially inviting more election interference next year.
It would strike at the very heart of our democracy.
Mitt Romney is among the Republicans calling out the president, who defended himself this morning, tweeting he talks about everything with foreign countries, and it would be ridiculous to have to tell the FBI about all his contacts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday turned back resolutions aimed at disapproving multi-billion-dollar arms sales to Bahrain and Qatar amid continued intensive congressional scrutiny of weapons sales to U.S. allies in the Middle East. The Senate voted 43-56 against moving the Bahrain resolution out of the Foreign Relations Committee and bringing it to the floor for consideration by the full chamber. It also voted 42-57 against discharging the resolution pertaining to Qatar. Beijing is working feverishly to lay claim to the moral high ground as a debate over a law in Hong Kong that would allow extradition to China has triggered massive protests and violent clashes between police and protesters. As it puts it, support squarely behind Hong Kong's increasingly embattled leader, Carrie Lam. Censors in China are working overtime to scrub the internet and social media of any discussion of the rallies and the debate of the extradition law. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best music.